Okay, so we were at the very top of Zion Amud Aleph, still in the Mishnayot, what would be Mishnah Vav, in the Mishnayot. And we continue with our just listing of the Gemar Malacha for different types of fruits and vegetables. So ha peret vatzimukin macharuvin. So peret is dried pomegranate seeds. Right, peret from the word lafrid, sections. They would dry them out in sections. So raisins and carobs, mishi amid, when they would put it in a pile. Habitzalim, yafkilu. Onions, it's when you peel them. Now pakel is equivalent to right kuf lamed pei, right? Rearranging the letters. So you would peel out basically the rotten parts, right? If you've ever gone to a supermarket, right, sometimes you'll see the rotten one, especially in Israel, people might just take that off before they buy it. Mifakel, if he's not doing that, Miyamid Arima. So then if you make a pile, Hatvua, when it comes to grain, Mishi Mareach, when you smooth the pile, right, you would pile it up and then you would smooth it down. Mareach, you're not going to, so Mishi Yamid Arima. So then when you make it, right, if you have no intention of doing that, so then when you make it into a pile, Kitniot Mishe Yichbor, when it comes to legumes, it's when you sift out the dirt. Right, you pull them out basically with some of the soil, so then you have to remove the dirt as part of the process. Then Eino Kover, and if you're not doing that, Achi Mareach, so then again you make piles and then you smooth the pile down, same as we saw by grain. Afal Pi Shemireach. No talminak to him, but even once you smooth it, you can take the stalks that were not threshed, uminat sadim, and the sides of the pile that were not smooth, umi mash b'toch hateven, and that which is still mixed with straw, v'ochel, right? So, as we talked about, right, you're allowed to eat something awry until it is processed. But sometimes you have a case where some of it has been processed and some of it hasn't been processed. And what the Gemara is negating here is the notion that you might have thought that once you start the process, you might have thought the entire pile is automatically hooked by the ma'aser. K'mashmalan, it's not true. It's the Gra, for example, on the Shana Eliyahu, says a ta'am b'chulan da dain lo hook ba'al ma'aser. K'mashmalan d'lo amrinan kevet ma'aser b'toch kri hook ba'a yu hein nami asurin lechol arai. You don't want to think that since the rest of the pile is already processed and is chayav therefore, and you can't eat it awry. You might have thought that's true of everything. Kamash Balan, that it's not true. Now, which produce is it talking about here? So the Rashi really assumes that it's atvua. Simply because it has straw. And because we're going to see that the principles for kitniot are going to be explicitly stated in the Brayta later on. So this, it's going to be similar, but this loin, the Rashi really assumes, is about tevuah. Hayayin mishe yikapeh. A wine when you skim off the peels, right? So if you've ever seen this, right? Sometimes here I take my kids to the Yekev, and they do like a thing for kids where they actually make it, right? So you crush it in the gat, in the wine press, and then the juice would go through a pipe into the lower part of it, and the seeds and the skins would sort of float to the top, and you would have to skim them off. Now we'll see that not everyone agrees that the Gemara is going to quote Rabbi Kiva's position that it's when the barrel is skimmed, not the gut. But we'll get there. So Avo Pishakiba, and even if you did skim it, Kolin Menagat al, so you can take, as we said, right, the wine flows from the upper to the lower. So as it's flowing, you're allowed to take, and that's still going to be considered arai. Hashemen by oil mishir come from when it goes down to the trough. So again, you would collect the pulp in a sack called an ekel. And then you'd put it in the olive press. Again, if you've ever gone to some of the ancient cities here, you'll see what this looks like. If you go, for example, to what's it called? If you go to Neot Kdumim near Modi'in, most people go there around Sukkot when they have the Sukkot exhibits, but they also have the ancient cities. You can see how this looks. So once it goes into this, right, the oil would then flow through into a trough, which is an ukkah, and the impurities would go to the bottom, and then you would take the clean oil from the top. So I will be sheared, even though it goes through, no tail, memel, you can take it from the sack, from beneath the millstone, from between the boards, where these were all parts of the processor. Because again, not all the oil went through, and you're allowed to eat it. V'notin l'chamito, and you can put it on a wafer or food in a platter, and that's considered a snack. Aval lo yiten, but you can put it into a boiling pan because, as we'll see, one of the six things that's considered koveya is cooking. So if you cook something in Yatzaledet Bo, in a Kli Rishon, so then it's going to be cooked, and therefore it's going to be gemar. Then it's going to be koveya. You can't eat it as even a rye anymore. The implication here, as the Rambam clarifies, is that this is true, that cooking makes something chayev even when it's unprocessed, which is not true of other things, right? So the Rambam says, right, Hashem and Mishael Ukaf will be shared, no tell, Minahekel, Minamamon, Minapasim, not in the Karakhtana, Tom Khoi to Kafsh, Aval be Shuham, Bneshu, Inu, Mitmavrikli, Shani, Mahambi, Oterkli, Shuha, Yad, Lo yitain. And the Yerushalmi makes this clear later, and the reason is because now the Rambam in Gimel Gimel says this is definitely not the case, that echad mishisha dvarim koveh per v'maisa v'chotzer mekavech ve'ish v'melech v'atrum v'ashev v'kulin komin el b'dor shigmaram l'achto. So the Chazon Ish suggests that it's only in a case when it's not going to be followed by something else, right? Meaning, if you choose to cook it at an early thing and that's the end, well, then that's the end. If you are planning on doing other things, so then it wouldn't be. Just that sometimes, cooking practically, it's just one of those things that, if you're cooking it, that is the presumed, that is the presumed end. Again, it's not definitional. But it is, right now the Mishnah Rishonah here notes this, that there is this implication that Ish Kovei Af B'Davar Shalom Nigmar Upashim Dinachal Nami Muchach Kain Yimei Farshim Mekasha LaRambam. Right, so the Rambam, right, so he does note that this is the case. Now the other, right, now the Rambam Perush Mishnayot, right, makes it sound like cooking is automatically not awry. Whereas the Torah's rhyme here says, "Veikar atzayin ki abishol leish kovel maaser chena minik shivashol adam v'yochal." People don't normally cook something and call it a snack. Lefishe kaven shebishalin awry. That's what Rambam says. But then he quotes Sefer Lechem Shamayim, Hekshem Asher Basak Rambam, and then he quotes based on the Rambam. And you're a Dain Gan Gushar Klal. Did he the Davar Shal Nigmar Malach? When the Bishul Kovel Ma'aser Las Rabbi Chol Arayim. Kol Makom Asher Bachila Mitam Dachila Davar Mavush Or Shov Lamikra Achila Arayil Achila Gev. So he says maybe you can split. You say you're right. It's not Chayvin Ma'aser. You can't eat it because cooked foods are automatically considered kevav. And Nimzeh if he said the Linyan Achila Adam. So for a person, there's no nafkamina. The inavishal kavua shomurachal. The Linyan Achila Behema Greida. But for an animal, he says, look, maybe Cooking it when it isn't gemar malacha would be patur because it's not considered finished, but it's also not a for an animal, not an act of achiling of achilat keva. So that's an interesting suggestion by Rav Pomeranchik. Okay. Yehuda Omer Lakalu Noten. He says you can put this oil. Sorry, into anything, even a hot pan, as long as you've taken it off the fire. Except something that has vinegar or fish brine, because right, the sharpness here makes it cook faster. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to clarify some of these terms. So Misha Yafkisu min diurem. When the pikas is removed, mishi shalek, min diurem shalkukei. When the shalek is removed, I am a fakes rishon rishon. If you're removing this, you know, this pikas, this little hairy thing, whatever, on the cucumbers, gores one by one, mishalek rishon rishon, lo nit below, they're not tevel, ajave, it's called circle. You have to do it from all of them. The ishlo called circle. From everything that you you need. Removing from one is not enough. What if you did it while it was in Hekdesh and then you redeemed it? Is it Chayev? Because as we've seen, something that's owned by Hekdesh is not Chayev. And even if you did Gemara Malacha when it was Hekdesh and then you redeemed it, it doesn't become Chayev later. So is this considered the Gemara Malacha or not? Because as we saw it, right, it depends on context or intention. Gemara leaves that unanswered. according to Mara Fulda, the Rosh really, when the Gemara changed the Gersa and say, no, it really is the Gemara Malacha, and therefore they have the Gersa Patur. Based on what we said before, that Ushad Chavato, yeah, Patur, right? That's the Rosh really says, right, it's the subject of that rule. So yarek hanegad v'chule. So vegetables that are bundled, they're gemar malach. When you bundle them, so haya oged sinok gadol. So if you were binding a large bundle of vegetables, v'atid lazot sinok katan, you're going to divide it into small ones. Nitbal, still putting it in the large bundle is considered the gemar malach. So Gemara says why? Ezra boy, adayin learning gemar malach and asada. It's not. The work is not field. Vadam rachein. How could you say you're chayiv? That makes no sense. So elakeini. So this is what should we say? Agdot sino gadol basada. If you made it large in the field, v'adid agdot sino katan lashuk, and then you're going to make it small to sell nitbal, because it goes by the gemara malacha in the field. Now, is it that you're going to tie it in the market, which the grower reads it, or for selling, right? So that's different possibilities here. But the mafarshim of different possibilities. The Rosh Tzrilio here, the Marafulda says klomar goli daitu shanichem bisade should be called sharkam velo nitbalu. If you leave them in the field, right, then they're going to dry out. So that shows you're finished. And then he says, who cares? Everyone does it. Since you are planning to bring it to the shuk, it is already nikba then. Right, the Pnei Moshe just says, well, you did plan on, you know, on bundling it, and that's, you know, even though you're going to change it later, still this is like the end of the, you know, a certain stage in that sense. Right, the Rosh Hashanah says very simply, it was Nagad. Right? Yeah, you're going to be do more, okay, but who cares? Right, because yeah, you're going to tie it and untie it and tie it again, but you tied it. I mean, that's what it is. Haida Kalkala, sorry, I skipped a line there. Kalkala Mishiachata. So the basket, we said when you cover it with leaves, if you don't, when you fill it, and if you're not filling it, it's until you collect everything you need. So Haida Kalkala Achad, if there's one basket, we died to Lamala de Chetzion, you only want to fill half of it. Kevan Shemile Chetzion, it below. When you fill half of it, it's Tevel. We died to Lamala Kula, if you're planning on filling it all of it, Lonid Vajamala Kula. So then it's when you fill all of it. Hayushtaim, if there are two baskets, we died to Lamala Chetzion, and you plan on filling both of them, Lonid Vajamala Chetzion. So then you have to do both. Now, the Chazanish suggests that what it's teaching is unless you have a specific other dot, we go by the normal measurements of these kelim. Okay. Anyways, the Gemara had said, what's the difference? So, when you're digging at home, it goes on your dot. It's not depending on you. It depends on the buyer. Shema yimtza lekucho. Maybe you'll find buyers. Niplu miyad, and therefore it'll be tevel immediately in the field. Right? Because we said, Gemar Malach alone is not enough to make something tevel. You need that, and then you need to bring it home, or one of the other things that make it kavua. So, really, something that's intended for sale should be mutter. As an awry until you actually sell it, right? Why does it get kviyat before? So the reason is because, well, once you process it, you're bringing it to the shuk, you might sell it as long as somebody shows up, and therefore you have to be extra careful. As opposed to when you're bringing it home, you can wait because, well, you are completely in charge, and therefore if you're not done, you're not done. So then the Mishnah had continued with the pomegranate seeds, the raisins, the carobs. And we said that the standard was a pile. So Tani Mishamana Rema Gago. Where do you put this pile? On your roof. That's where you dry it. Yona boy, oh, so not in the field. So Ruchanina deruba ata. It's telling you a chiddush. A feeling Mishamana Gago. Even if you did it on your roof, that would be considered a gmar malacham. The Rosh Tzurillo says, "Habisad Rosh Gago, Avogav Deviron Derech Chatsiro, Makse Inish Daiti Minash Lelochlan Adshe Yitzdam Kusham Rosh Gago Lavi Gemar Malach Veimukta LeShabbat LeYom Tov." He says, "No, it's totally different." He's saying, even though you brought it through the house, the sugya here is about mukta. The fact that you're planning and bringing it to your roof to let it dry means that it is mukta because right, this is the classic case of raisins that you're drying and therefore are completely out of sight, out of mind until after Shabbat. Where it says, not in the field. He says, no, you need pile plus putting it out to dry for Gemara Malacha. Right, it's two implications, sorry. It's one is Shabbat and Gemara Malacha, meaning that is what's considered Gemara Malacha, and that's what's considered Makta it for the purpose of Shabbat. Habitzalim Mishafkilu. So the onions, when you peel them, Mindu Yarim Pudgira, when you remove the rotten leaves, or possibly, according to Rav Matz, the roots. Grain, when you smooth it. So Rechananya. Yochanan mindi shaper apoy dachraya. When you even out the pile, that's most for Yishonim. The Rambam Perush Mishnayot, semiruach is related to meruk, which is cleaning it of its impurities. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky assumes that the Rambam backs off of this by time he gets. I'm sorry. By the time he gets to
By the time he gets to the Mishnah Torah, it says, if I read it to you, the Rambam, the Perush Mishnayot, says as follows. He says, Mishanako Tan Menateven Nikui Shalem. That's how he says it here. But in the Rambam in Gimel Yud Gimel, says, making nice with like a smoothing the bills, the sov called Avar Kshos and Shmosan called Maasa. So he quotes that all the Rishonim say that it's smoothing out. But the Perush Mishnayot, he connects it to the word mimareik, which is to clean. But while he goes through it, he says, right, but here, aval kan chazar barabenu, perish kishar mefarshim, dakavana lahachlik b'nei akri, that here he seems to back off. Okay, well, Tani Rabbi Yaakov Bar Sisa, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Sisa, I said in the right of the Yudai, who torim et agoren, when can you separate truma in the granary? Mishyakar ha'ala, when the hoe is removed. Now, truma can also be separated only from marmalacha, so right, isn't this a different stage? She says, "Kan b'sheyesh b'dayt elam roach." If you intend to smooth them to a pile, then marmalacha is until then. Kan shein dayt elam roach. If not, well then, not. Then when you remove the hoe, so that's the end, as we saw. Right, some of these things depend on your intent of what you're actually planning on doing. That's going to determine what consider the end of processing it. Okay, we'll stop there at the top of Chet.